HTML lists are fundamental structural elements that allow you to group related items together in a meaningful and accessible way. They are not simply visual formatting tools, they carry semantic meaning, which means they communicate the nature and relationship of the content to browsers, screen readers, and search engines. Building on your recent work with title hierarchies, semantic tags, and clean code practices, lists are the natural next step in structuring content with purpose and clarity. There are three types of lists in HTML: unordered lists, ordered lists, and description lists. Each serves a distinct purpose, and choosing the right one matters both for accessibility and for professional code quality. Unordered lists. An unordered list is used when the order of the items does not matter. The items are grouped because they belong to the same category or share a common theme, but swapping their positions would not change the meaning of the content. Visually, browsers display unordered lists with bullet points by default, though this can be changed with CSS. The HTML tag for an unordered list is all, which stands for unordered list. Each item inside the list uses the li tag, which stands for list item. Here is a concrete example. Ul. Li HTML slash li. Li CSS slash li. Li JavaScript slash li. Slash ul. In this example, the three technologies are listed without any particular sequence. Whether JavaScript appears first or last makes no difference to the meaning. This is the correct use case for ul. Common real-world uses for unordered lists include navigation menus, lists of features, sets of tags or keywords, and any collection of items where ranking or sequence is irrelevant. One important rule: the direct children of a ul element must always be li elements. You should never place text or other tags directly inside ul without wrapping them in li. This is a structural and semantic rule that keeps your code valid and accessible. Ordered lists. An ordered list is used when the sequence of items is meaningful. The order carries information. Changing the position of an item would alter the meaning or logic of the content. By default, browsers display ordered lists with numbers 1, 2, 3, though this can also be changed with CSS. The HTML tag for an ordered list is ul, which stands for ordered list. Just like unordered lists, each item uses the li tag. Here is a concrete example. Ul. Li open your code editor slash li. Li create a new HTML file slash li. Li write the basic HTML structure slash li. Li save the file with a HTML extension slash li. Slash ul. In this example, the steps must be followed in this exact order. Reversing or shuffling them would break the logic. This is the correct use case for ul. Common real-world uses for ordered lists include step-by-step instructions, ranked results, recipes, tutorials, and any content where position conveys meaning. The ul element accepts two optional attributes that are useful in practice. The start attribute lets you begin numbering at a value other than 1. For example, writing ul start equals 5 greater than would begin the list at number 5. The reversed attribute, written simply as reversed with no value, displays the list in descending order. For example, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. These attributes are semantic. They convey meaning rather than just visual style. Just like with ul, the direct children of ul must be li elements. The same structural rule applies. The li element in detail. The li element, meaning list item, is the building block of both ul and ul. It can contain plain text, but it can also contain other HTML elements such as links, A, images, EMG, paragraphs, P, or even nested lists. Nesting lists is a common and valid practice. For example, you might have a main ordered list of steps, and inside one step, an unordered list of options to choose from. Ul. Li choose your technology stack. Ul. Li front-end, HTML, CSS, JavaScript slash li. Li back-end, Node.js or Python slash li. Li database, SQL or NoSQL slash li. Slash ul. Slash li. Li set up your development environment slash li. Li start coding your first project slash li. Slash ul. This structure is perfectly valid. The nested ul sits inside the first li of the ul. Nesting must always be done correctly. The inner list must be placed inside an li element, never directly inside ul or ul. Description lists. Description lists are less commonly known but very useful for specific types of content. They are used to associate terms with their definitions or descriptions. Think of a glossary, a set of frequently asked questions and their answers, or a product's technical specifications. A description list uses three tags working together. DL stands for description list and wraps the entire structure. DT stands for description term and marks the term or label. DD stands for description details and marks the explanation or value associated with that term. Here is a concrete example. DL. DT HTML/DT. DD hypertext markup language, used to structure web content. <DD. DT CSS/DT. DD cascading style sheets, used to style and visually present web content. <DD. DT Node.js/DT. DD greater than a JavaScript runtime environment used to build server-side applications. <DD. /DL. In this structure, each DT is paired with one or more DD elements. It is valid to have multiple DD elements for a single DT, for example when a term has several related descriptions or translations. It is also valid to group multiple DT elements before a single DD, for example when several terms share the same definition. Description lists are the semantically correct choice whenever you have a paired term and value relationship. Using a regular all for a glossary would be technically functional but semantically incorrect, which matters for accessibility tools and search engine understanding. Semantic importance of lists. As you have seen throughout your recent study of HTML semantics, the choice of tag matters. Lists are no exception. When you use all, ol, or DL, you are telling the browser and assistive technologies not just that items are grouped, but how they are related. Screen readers used by visually impaired users will announce the type of list and the number of items. For example, a screen reader might say, "List of 4 items" before reading each item. This helps users navigate and understand content efficiently. If you were to simulate a list using line breaks or dashes inside a paragraph, screen readers would have no way of identifying the structure, and accessibility would suffer. From a professional standpoint, writing semantically correct lists is part of writing clean, maintainable, and standards-compliant code. In a team environment or on a real project, colleagues and future maintainers expect semantic HTML. It also contributes to better search engine optimization, since search engines understand structured content more easily. Styling lists with CSS, brief overview. While this course focuses on HTML structure rather than visual design, it is worth noting that the default appearance of lists, bullet points for all, numbers for all, can be completely changed using CSS. The CSS property list style type allows you to set different markers, circles, squares, Roman numerals, letters, or even no marker at all. The CSS property list style position controls whether the marker appears inside or outside the content box. This means you should never choose between all and ol based on how they look by default. The choice must always be based on meaning. If you need a numbered visual appearance for items that have no meaningful order, that is a CSS problem to solve, not an HTML one. Common mistakes to avoid. Several errors appear frequently when working with HTML lists, especially for beginners. First, placing elements other than li as direct children of ol or ol is invalid HTML. For example, writing a p tag or plain text directly inside all without an li wrapper is incorrect and will produce unpredictable rendering across different browsers. Second, using all when the order actually matters, or using all when the order does not matter, is a semantic error. Both will render visually, but the meaning communicated to machines and assistive tools will be wrong. Third, forgetting to close tags properly in nested lists is a common source of bugs. Always ensure that every all, ol, li, dl, DT, and DD tag is properly opened and closed. Fourth, using a description list for items that are not term description pairs, simply because the visual indentation looks attractive, is incorrect. Choose the right tool for the right content. Summary of the three list types. To consolidate your understanding, here is a direct comparison. Use all, unordered list, when items belong together but their order does not matter. Each item uses li. Use ol, ordered list, when the sequence of items is meaningful. Each item uses li. Optional attributes start and reversed can modify the numbering. Use DL, description list, when you have pairs of terms and their associated descriptions or values. Terms use DT and their descriptions use DD. All three types support nesting and can contain rich content inside each item. All three carry semantic meaning that goes beyond visual appearance and contributes to accessible, professional, and standards-compliant web development. Mastering these three list types gives you reliable tools to structure a wide variety of real-world content, navigation menus, instructions, glossaries, technical specifications, feature lists, step-by-step guides, and much more. As you continue building toward full-stack development, clean semantic HTML remains the foundation on which everything else, styling, interactivity, server communication, and accessibility, is built.